Hello.
Hi, Rolly, it's me. My other phone died.
That's why I was calling you and it was just switched off.
Eh? What? Yes, that's why that's why it was off. I mean, that's why you couldn't get through because it died. It's what do you call it?
It's
The
fine.
power got off. Yeah. I ran
It's
out
fine.
of power.
Worries.
So what were we talking about? And I got distracted because my daughter was giving me a bit of shit.
I was telling you about that what employee shortage with people. Recently what happened, I dropped two clients. They are also in home care and NDIS business 2 months back. And because they were listening and I tell them, see, if you can ask them, there was like absurd regional allowances. I said, there's no such thing as regional allowance now. It was in 2014, not now. And I gave them this whole study in writing, but they were not ready to listen. And at last, I said, if you don't be able to listen to me, I can't do anything wrong as per the words. I dropped them. Now they recently came back. He says, we paid a heavy penalty because of this employee shop peninsula. And we want you to come back and take our HR. I said, no, I'm not ready now. Because you guys have never ever listened. I always like need to give lots of explanation for everything. This is not my work to explain you each and every time. You need to either trust me or not trust me. You keep both the service, it's okay. You wanted to keep initially. But if you don't be able to trust me, I can't. So, and it's not just one case. I found Peninsula now. Recently, one of my friend was telling Peninsula, tell them Saturday, Sunday, you can give a fixed rate to one client. But Saturday, Sunday, you can't give any fixed rate. You need to give penalty rates.
Is that home care?
It's not for the home care, it's for any some kind of a restaurant things. But even it's a restaurant award as well, cafe restaurant awards. Saturday rates are different and Sunday rates are different. You can't put them on a fixed rate. But Peninsula nowadays, these days are giving lots of issues. So many of them.
I had a quarrel with them anyway, the other day.
So many clients are leaving them. They were just not giving proper reviews, feedbacks, and proper suggestions. And again, they're just giving advices.
And then they also don't, I don't know how to put it. When you ask for anything, they send you a link to go to Fair Work Ombudsman. So I was asking them,
Yeah, you see.
why am I paying for my services? Why am I paying for it? And you just if then if I just need to go to Fair Work Ombudsman, I'll just go and Google it.
Yeah, you can do by
You're not
on
going to
your
press their
own.
word for me, you know?
Yes, that's what even see, I always give them people in writing and even the part of where they need to look, exact that location so they can easily screenshot that thing or something like that. So that, see, if I gave them the whole award, it's too hard for them to understand. So confusing. I always give them the proper study or something which they actually relevant for them with a screenshot of Ombudsman and the link. So they can just get back and check as well that there's nothing is editing from my part or my side. Which people are liking now. It's really, they really find it different.
Okay, cool. So I still think at some point we still need you. I just need to get my head and settle and figure out where. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure, no problem.
Yes, and
When
I'd
you are
like to
starting
know
your
that
IT
too.
company?
Where am I finding?
When you are starting your IT company?
The IT company has already started. Yes,
Okay.
we yes, it has already started, and we are developing a software for someone at the moment. but we are slightly slow. Like, you know the teething problems of starting. You know what I mean?
Makes sense.
Yes.
Let me know if
So,
you need to go to some of the BNI chapter. I can introduce a good chapter who don't have any IT, a big one, which give you enough work as well.
Yeah, so I will let you know when I'm ready, when everything is okay, because we've just started, so I want to make sure that our house is in order a little bit.
Yes, no, it's good to talk.
And then after that, I will ask you to introduce us. And if it is not of the river, I'll ask my other business partner to attend it. And then we go from there.
Or else you can join an online one, and then you can get because I'm planning to get another seat in online chapter,
You get what
which
in
is
online
in,
chapter?
yeah, so there is so many online chapters, so you need not to visit them. They meet online meeting kind of, Zoom meetings.
Yes, but I was told by John that you have to go one face to face first before
No,
you
no. This is completely online.
attend.
Never need to travel or anything. I found that this is best thing, which is they are in Sydney. So I'm planning to join that Sydney chapter so that I can start getting some market in Sydney as well.
Oh, yeah, so the Sydney one is on. Okay, me, I would not mind, because I think what I'm struggling with is this must come to the meeting. My other question is must refer somebody, and I'm thinking, what if I don't have anybody, what do I do?
You can create a sub. See, online can be, your substitute can be anywhere.
No, I'm saying in the face to face one. The one I went one for a meeting once, and they said that you can only attend twice, and then after
Yes.
the twice you must join or you can't, and then after that, once you join, you must always refer somebody. And I was just
Yes.
thinking, who doesn't have
So,
contacts to refer?
thing is
Who
that
do
when you went there, you went for smart healthcare, right?
Yes.
Now you can go with your IT company another two visits. So you have three visits.
Yes, but what I'm saying, Nani, Rolly, listen to me.
Yes.
My biggest worry is you must refer somebody. You must always come with someone new.
No. Not like
Yes,
that.
that's what they said in our chapter, and you must always refer some work to somebody. So I'm like,
No.
what if I have no problem referring, you get my point. But what if I don't have anything? So how, like, I feel uncomfortable to attend.
It's okay. I saw so many people never refer anyone anything. They just say thank you, and that's cool.
I don't
See
know.
any?
Let me settle and then I try again. But the impression I got was that I have to always bring a new person.
No.
And I have to always have refer the some business to the chapter members. And I
See,
was just
I'm in
looking
BNI now
for
6 months.
it.
I saw that's not that's the thing now. Like last week, we only had three visitors. And we are a team of 35 people.
Have you ever referred business to anybody?
Yeah, I do refer when I got some kind of query, but it's not like mandatory they got the business or not. I do refer, yes. Somebody need a cleaner, like for example, somebody need a electrician, plumber. I refer them.
Yeah, I think that was what scared me, and I said, well, then I might not really have someone to refer or business to refer. Although if I know anything, I don't have an issue. And then also now you start feeling guilty. What if someone has referred business to you and you've not referred anything to them? What do you do?
No, it's not like that, honestly. It's not like that. See, some people refer me, like my chapter accountant refer me a lot, but until now I didn't find anything good for her. It's okay, she still refer me.
Okay.
Easy and simple.
Well, yeah, I'll see. So how many businesses have you got being under the BNI?
We have 35 and 3 are about to start soon joining. So it will be 38 soon.
Yeah, okay.
So it's a quite a big chapter now. It's getting big.
Yeah, it's a big chapter.
And even we are being nominated, we declared as a best chapter in Western Australia. It's number one. And number 6 in all over Australia.
So how much business have they referred to you since you joined?
Till I joined, it's almost $18,000.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. 6 months, 18 is not bad, and I'm still new.
That's good.
I'm still getting few more.
Anything is better than nothing.
Yes.
Even if it was $50, it's better than nothing. That means $50 extra, so 18 is okay.
No, not true.
So 18 is good.
No, it's all good. There is no problem in that. It's good getting there. And again, I need to meet more people to get their business. It's one-to-ones and stuff. So, yeah, I'm trying to do that thing as well.
Yeah. Okay. Because I've got a tender I'm trying to work on at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I think, and then of course I'm going to Sydney and then I come back. I think, let me start organizing to see. I'll talk to my HR to see what gaps is she filling. You also make training, you know, well structured.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll see what would she need training in.
Yep.
I'll sit with her once I come back or whatever. I don't know when it'll be the right time. But once I come back from Sydney, maybe sit with her and then she can tell me the gaps and stuff like that.
See, we do also free HR check. So let me know if you are ready to just give you an overview where are the gaps. And
okay. So
we'll see further.
What are you saying?
Yes. We provide free HR check.
Mm-hmm.
And means... I will tell you all your gaps.
Can you send me a quote of you training her and you doing the HR gaps? Because then I have to quickly send that to the board and see, are they going to accept it or not?
So you want to train her and what else?
You said you can do HR gaps. What do you call it? You can check
out HR. We send that HR gap guidance. What are the gaps? Left and where you need to complete your compliances, if it's intact or not. We provide you a full report of your gaps, HR compliances.
So how much would that cost?
That's free of cost. This we provide free.
Oh, that is free?
Yes.
Okay, and then from that, now we start working on the gaps.
Yeah, then if you are start working on the gaps, depend on the gaps, I will draft a invoice accordingly and I will let you know.
Okay. All right. Let me see. This one needs me to be, you know, when I'm not very busy.
Yeah, sure.
I'm trying to figure out. Because it's only HR and because he's based in Kenya, I would want to be in that meeting as well. Let's see how we do it. I'll think about it. I definitely need the service. I just need to make time. You know what I mean?
No problem. Let me know. Just give me a call whenever you require.
I need to make time because I would want to be in so that I know if following the, you know, once you've taken her through that, I need also to know to see that she is also followed what you've told her. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes, definitely.
Yes. And then we go from there.
Sure.
All right. Then you have a good one. I will also let you know when I submit the home care packages.
Sure. No problem. Thank you. Thanks, Nelly. Good night.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.